Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to GAIL (India) Limited Q3 and FY25 earnings conference call, hosted by Elara Securities (India) Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gagan Dixit from Elara Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yes, thank you. A warm welcome to everyone to discuss GAIL (India) Limited Q3 FY25 results. It is our pleasure to be able to bring to you the management of GAIL (India) Limited, led by Shri R.K. Jain, who is Director of Finance, and other senior executives of the company. So, with these words, I would now hand over the conference to the GAIL (India) Limited management. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you, Gagan. My dear friends from investors and analyst community, a very good afternoon to all of you to this earnings call for results of Q3 financial year 25. At the outset, I thank you all for attending the earnings call and would briefly touch upon the major highlights. I feel proud to share that GAIL has registered highest-ever quarterly and nine-month PBT and PAT. In comparison to the corresponding period of nine months, PBT and PAT registered a stellar growth of 39%, stood at rupees 12,123 crore and 9,263 crore, respectively. This is on account of robust physical performance by almost all major segments and exceptional income of $285 million, which amounts to rupees 2,440 crore as compared to a similar period last year. I feel happy to inform our investors that the company has declared an interim dividend at the rate of 65% of face value of shares for the financial year 24-25, that is rupees 6.5 per share. On a standalone basis, GAIL has registered a gross turnover of rupees 34,912 crore, profit before tax of rupees 5,029 crore, and PAT of rupees 3,867 crore in Q3 financial year 25. On a consolidated basis, during Q3 financial year 25, the turnover, PBT, and PAT stood at rupees 36,887 crore and rupees 5,272 crore and rupees 4,082 crore, respectively. I will take you through the major financial highlights. GAIL's gross turnover registered a growth of 6% and stood at rupees 34,912 crore in Q3 financial year 25, as against 32,814 crore in Q2 financial year 25. The PBT and PAT during the quarter rose substantially by 46% and 45%, respectively, to rupees 5,029 crore and rupees 3,867 crore, as against rupees 3,453 crore and rupees 2,672 crore in Q2 financial year 25, respectively. This includes a receipt of an exceptional income of rupees 2,440 crore from SEFE Marketing and Trading Singapore as settlement towards withdrawal of arbitration proceedings. On a consolidated basis, the turnover registered a growth of 9% and stood at rupees 36,887 crore in Q3 financial year 25, as against 33,861 crore in Q2 financial year 25. The PBT made a growth of 52% and was at 5,272 crore in Q3 financial year 25, as against 3,470 crore in Q2 financial year 25. PAT also followed the trend and registered a growth of 52% and stood at rupees 4,082 crore in Q3 financial year 25, as against 2,694 crore in Q2 financial year 25. I will take you through now through physical performance of Q3 as compared to Q2 financial year 25. The gas marketing volume during Q3 financial year 25 was 103.46 MMSCMD, as against 96.60 MMSCMD in Q2 financial year 25. During the quarter, 37 LNG cargoes were imported, making it a total of 107 cargoes during 9 months as against 101 during April to December in 23-24. Natural gas transmission volume decreased by 4% to 125.93 MMSCMD in Q3 as against 130.63 MMSCMD in Q2 financial year 25. The decrease is due to reduced offtake by power segment, almost 3 MMSCMD, and shippers volume 1 MMSCMD. The average capacity utilization stood at 60%, approximate 60%. Polymer production was 216 TMT as against 234 TMT in Q2. Capacity utilization for the quarter stood at 106% of its nameplate capacity. LHC production was 283 TMT as against 252 TMT in previous quarter. The capacity utilization stood at 79%. The LPG transmission throughput stood at 1157 TMT as against 1124 TMT in previous quarter. The capacity utilization was 100% during the quarter. GAIL is about CGD. GAIL is having direct authorization of 6 GAs and has an infrastructure of 195 CNG stations and 353,000 DPNG connections. During the quarter, approximate 5,000 new DPNG connections were added. The physical volume remained at 0.36 MMSCMD during the quarter. In the next 2 years, GAIL targets to add around 80 new CNG stations and around 120,000 new DPNG connections. Now I will take you through the GAIL Gas Limited, which is 100% subsidiary of GAIL, the performance of GAIL Gas Limited. During the current quarter, turnover was down by 3% and stood at rupees 3043 crore as against 3150 crore in Q2 financial year 25. PBT decreased by 7% and stood at rupees 155 crore as against 167 crore in Q2 financial year 25 following cut in APM gas allocation. PAT was down by 8% and stood at rupees 114 crore as against 124 crore in Q2 financial year 25. During Q3 financial year 25, GAIL Gas along with JV added 25,000 new DPNG connections and 5 CNG stations and is having an infrastructure of 10,50,000 DPNG connections and 585 CNG stations. In the next 2 years, GAIL Gas targets to add around 170 new CNG stations and around 5 lakh new DPNG connections. I will now take you through the status of ongoing projects. Pipeline projects, majority of the pipeline projects which Mumbai-Nagpur-Jharsuguda pipeline, Jagdishpur-Haldia-Karav-Dhamra pipeline, Kochi-Kotnad-Mangalore-Bangalore pipeline and Srikakulam-Mangalore pipeline are scheduled to be completed in coming financial year, that is 25-26. Whereas Gurdaspur-Jammu pipeline is scheduled to be completed in financial year 26-27. Petrochemical projects, majority of the petrochemical project with 60 KTA polypropylene at Pata and 500 KTA polypropylene at Usar, 1250 KTA PTA at GMPL are scheduled to be commissioned in coming financial year. Indradhanush Gas Grid Limited, IGGL's first phase is scheduled to be completed in financial year 25-26, whereas phase 2 and phase 3 are scheduled to be completed in financial year 26-27. Brief about CAPEX. The CAPEX for Q3 financial year 25 is approximate rupees 2,122 crores, and this CAPEX is mainly on pipeline around 400 crores, petrochemicals around 750 crores, CGD project around 40 crores, operational CAPEX and other projects 770 crores, equity contribution around 130 crores. Now I will take you through the segmental outlook for short to medium term. In gas marketing, in 9 months ended December 31st, 2024, GAIL has achieved a physical volume of 99.84 MMSCMD and has earned marketing margin of 6,128 crore. From this segment, this 6,128 crore includes 2,440 crores, that is one-off, as I shared, with respect to settlement of arbitration case with SAFE. We maintain the guidance of earning 4,500 crore of gas marketing margin in current financial year, excluding the exceptional income of 2,440 crores. We expect this number to be, total number to be around 7,000 crore, including the exceptional income in financial year 24-25. I further wish to inform our friends from analyst community that as part of a group of three Indian oil and gas PSUs, GAIL has entered into a non-binding MOU with Argentina State-Owned Oil and Gas Company, YPF. The MOU covers the collaboration in exploration and production of hydrocarbon and critical minerals. Argentina is home to world's second largest shale gas reserve and carries potential of development, which may become a significant source of LNG for India in future. Gas transmission volume for 24-25 is expected to be in the range of 129 to 130 MMSCMD. Average gas transmission volume for 9 months stood at 129.44 MMSCMD. Further, during next two to three years, transmission volume is expected to increase by 10 MMSCMD on year-on-year basis. Polymer production stood at 612 TMT in 9 months for financial year 25. The segment has remained profitable in 9 months for financial year 25 with a PBT of 121 crores as against loss of 399 crores in corresponding period during last financial year. Plant is currently running at more than 100% capacity and we are targeting measures to enhance operational efficiency for sustainability. LHC production stood at 751 TMT in 9 months financial year as against 730 TMT in 9 months for financial year 24. Wide order dated 31st December 2024, MOPNG has ordered a cut in APM gas allocation to GAIL for LPG production. Due to this cut, we expect a drop of approximate 75 TMT in LPG production in Q4 financial year 25. That's all from my side regarding the overview of the performance and projects. The management of the company is available and we would be glad to clarify on any questions that you may have. Over to you, Gagan.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Participants are requested to limit their questions to two per participant and can come back in the queue if they have more further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have our first question from the line of Probal Sen from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Good evening. First, we have spoken on the trading business, sir. This quarter, in terms of volumes, it seems the, you know, relative correlation between trading and transmission is a bit different, where transmission has reduced, but trading volumes have actually increased quite sharply. So how should we actually look at this correlation going forward, for, let's say, the year next year? If we look at, let's say, 140-odd MMSCMD around average for FY26 for transmission. What should we build in for trading? Just wanted to get your sense of that.
Actually, trading volume in this quarter has significantly increased because of the international sale. Almost 9 million of 9 MMSCMD has come from there. So there is no significant deviation as compared as in transmission and marketing. It is going in similar way. I think that is the disconnect which I should have explained that is creating confusion. So 9 MMSCMD has come from the international sales.
Got it. Okay. So then the second question was, if we take out the one-time income of the settlement, which I presume is sitting, obviously, as you mentioned, in the trading EBIT, then the trading EBIT for this quarter seems to have dropped very sharply on a QOQ level or on a YOY level. Can you just take us through what has happened in terms of margins in this quarter?
Yeah. Very right. This quarter we had earned 400 plus crore, to precise 417 crore out of this trading business. The major reasons are two, three. One reason is that during this quarter, the prices of, you know, crude started falling. And what has happened because of that, we have a contract which has a 9 months average on sourcing side and on sales side 3 months average. So it is immediately impacting because the recovery is on 3 months basis and payment for sourcing is on 9 months basis. So going forward, we will start getting the plus on account of an average changes because overall it sets off. But immediately it has impacted, that is one reason. It is around 200 crore rupees plus that has given an impact. Second, during this quarter, the HH prices were bit higher as compared to the previous quarter. So our margin between the sales side, which is on crude, and HH, which is unhedged. Normally we are hedging to a great extent, and the volumes which were unhedged had also impacted. Third, we have marketed volume more than the volume which we have sourced. Normally we do in order to take care of, to avoid the risk of, you know, take or pay, because normally in international contract it is 100% take or pay, whereas in downstream contract it is 80-90% take or pay level. So we normally sign contract more than the source volume. So this month, this quarter, what has happened, the most of the customers were drawing, and in order to fulfill those demands, we source spot cargoes which were higher than the marketing price, which one of situations sometimes happen, sometimes we gain out of this also, because when spot prices are higher, lower, we tend to gain. So this has happened during this quarter, and these two, three regions have reduced our marketing margin in last quarter, that is Q3, and this is also, you can say, the normal, not a normal situation, that's how it has come down.
So if I were to quantify this, sir, you mentioned 200 odd crore for the first reason, which was basically the mismatch in contract terms. For the other two reasons also, it would be somewhere in 200-300 crore each, so that's called the 800-900 crore drop.
More than that. It is, for other two reasons, it is more than that, around 600 crore.
600 crore each, for each reason, is it?
No. 200 crore for first reason, that is 9 months average, yeah, versus the 3 months average, and the HH volume around 150 crore because of increasing price, and fulfilled our commitment by sourcing, because in this year we have short of volume. 26 onwards we have lot of volume, so we have fulfilled our commitment in downstream by sourcing spot win. Unfortunately, was higher during this quarter, which led to 600 crore. So all these regions have led to more than 900 crore rupees of drop.
Understood. Right, sir. That was my first. If I can sneak in one last question, how should we then look at, you have given guidance of 4,500 crore, which is obviously going to be net this year, net of one-off. For next year also, should we work with somewhere around this number, or can it improve once these things actually mobilize?
We have been maintaining next year's number. Other, we have in earlier earning calls given that marketing margin will remain in this range only for next year as well.
So around 4,500 minimum base case we should build in, is what you're saying.
Let us not put the word minimum at this stage, but we will be around 4,500 crore.
Got it. All right, sir. Thank you so much, and come back if I have more questions. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Puneet Gulati from HSBC. Please go ahead.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. My first is, if you can also talk about any long-term PPAs that you're looking to tie up at this stage to reduce this kind of marketing volatility?
They already we have tied up. Actually, you know, as international market is tied during 2025. So in order to meet those, you know, shortage of volume, we have signed 0.75 MMTPA, that is one cargo per month from April onwards at a very good rate. So that is one contract we have signed. So we have mitigated those shortage on immediate basis. It means April onwards we have one cargo extra available during every month. Second, 26 onwards we have signed contract for 1.53 MMTPA amounting to 1.5 cargo per month. So if you add both, in 26 we have 2.5 cargo additional, and this year we have from April onwards one cargo per month.
Okay, so the loss that you incurred was 450 crore because of shortage of volume. That should go away from next year onwards.
That's what I explained, and not 450. We have lost 600 crore because of this, because we as a responsible organization continue to fulfill our commitments. We could have, you know, put cuts, but we did not do that because we know that this is a temporary phenomenon, one-off case. Lot of time we gained out of it also, because sometimes the spots are significantly lower than the contracted price. That time we gained, but this time, unfortunate situation, the prices are higher. So this is one kind of situation.
So just to conclude on this from my perspective, do you think volatility in marketing will play, or because of your hedging policies, it should reduce from here on?
No, it is already reduced. You see, last 3 years we have been continuously giving you a guidance, or we are overshooting the guidance.
Correct. We gave
the guidance in for 22-23 for 3,000 crore. We met in spite of geopolitical situation. We gave the guidance of initially 4,000, then 4,500 crore, and ended up with 6,000 crore last financial year. This financial year we gave the guidance of 4,000 to 4,500 crore until quarter two. In quarter two we said that we will be at earning 4,500 crore. I am maintaining that.
Understood. That's helpful. And secondly, you know, there has been this trend of rising spot prices. Do you foresee a risk of your transmission volume on account of that? The growth that you are predicting of 10 million cubic meters for FY26?
No, we do not see any risk of transmission volume, because nobody puts their plant on a spot price basis. Spot is only to mitigate the immediate need or one-off kind of situations, or sometimes power plant consumes. So normally the transmission volume does not get impacted, because plant contracts for the which plants which are coming along new pipelines for a longer period, they continue to take volumes. So therefore we do not see any risk in terms of capacity utilization. We have been saying, and last year we said that our volume will increase around 10, which are nearing to 10. And again, we have given guidance for 10 MMSCMD for coming 2 years. We are hopeful that will happen.
Okay, that's great. And lastly, on this SAFE, while you recovered 240, how much did you, in your view, did you lose by them not supplying? Or have you been able to recover the entire loss that you made during those quarters?
Settlement is like a marriage. You don't lose or gain. So we have done what we thought is best in interest of organization, both the organizations.
Understood. That's helpful. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Amit Murarka from Axis Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening. So just wanted to understand, like, from which customers did you see a fall in transmission volume in third quarter?
Power, mainly power, 3 MMSCMD.
Okay. And anyone else as well? Because I think it's a drop of almost 6, almost.
No. The reduction is almost 4 million. 3 million has come from power. And one more unfortunate event has happened. One of the pipeline which laid by GIGL pipeline to IOCL, that has been authorized by PNGRB. That has taken away some of our volume.
Oh, so that would then be a permanent shift, right? I believe.
Yeah, I will not be able to say at this stage, because we are challenged that.
Okay. So generally, like, what is the outlook you give, like, segment-wise outlook as well? So what is the outlook for Q4 and for 26, if you can provide?
Q4 Q4, which outlook you are asking, the marketing?
Customer-wise outlook. No, no. Transmission customer-wise outlook you gave, right? Power, fertilizer. So if you could just provide what is the outlook for those segments.
So we expect that we will be continue to transport around 129 or to 130 MMSCMD, which will make the average, yearly average also around that level, which I said in my opening remarks, that we expect on yearly basis, 129-130, and which actually 9 months average is 129.45, around that level. So we continue to expect that we'll be doing in this quarter around that level.
Sure. Also, like, is there any progress on the discussion with the PNGRB on the transmission tariff revision?
Actually, PNGRB is doing lot many things. One, our tariff petition they are processing, but bit slow. Anyway, that benefit is available to us, and the more they are delaying, the more tariff increase will happen on net present value basis. PNGRB has also set up a committee, industry committee, to review the tariff mechanism to address the issues raised by various transporters, which will also benefit to this transmission company. Recently they have held the committee with industry. So all these things will give lot of positives, and we are expecting that to happen in next financial year.
Okay. Next financial year, but what by H1, H2, what would be the expectation now?
H1, H2, next financial year?
No, I mean by when next financial year, you mean towards the end of next financial year, or would you think that should come earlier?
I give based on the understanding of PNGRB. So I gave the date last con call around 1st April. So it is becoming difficult for me to, because I am also taking guidance from them, or I am taking the information from them. So currently I maintain the first quarter they should come out with the tariff order.
Okay. Understood. Sure. And lastly, what was the input gas cost for petrochemicals?
You can say around $10.
Okay. Sure. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sabri Hazarika from MK Global Financial Services. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so firstly on this LPG APM allocation cut, so you'd be cutting volumes, right, rather than running the plant in LNG?
No, LNG, it doesn't make sense for us to run the plant. So whatever APM allocation currently we are running the plant based on the current allocation. But being a portfolio player, we have the ability to source time to time LNG, which is affordable to LPG plant. So immediately it is not available. We are hopeful that we will be able to source the LNG, which is actually making sense for us to run the plant at the level which has been designed or which we were running. So not immediate basis, but certainly beyond that, we will be looking for the LNG at that affordable price.
Okay, and what could be your like targeted EBITDA?
For
this segment, I mean, do you have a target EBITDA or target earnings run rate where you'd be like, based on which you'd be like taking a call on the LNG prices prevailing?
LNG, I will come back specifically maybe offline to this question. I'm not ready with the answer.
Okay. Secondly, on the petrochemical front, how do you see FY26? In terms of like, would you be like at a break-even level or at a profitability level? How do you see FY26, and especially on the back of the new plants also coming up?
Yeah. So, firstly about Pata. Pata, we expect that these prices are at rock bottom level. Currently, prices are around 88,000 per metric ton, and these prices are at this level for quite some time. So we believe that this is the price level which is at least going to maintain, and there can be upside. So the issue is that how cheap gas we are able to give to Pata plant. Recently, HS price were being higher, so we could not earn the profit what we would have thought a quarter back. So whatever we have earned in 9 months, we feel that next financial year we will be better off, because prices, we do not believe that it will go down. It may go up, but HH prices and the gas prices will soften. Therefore, this will increase good profit margin for Pata Petrochemicals, and we expect it will do better than this year. With respect to the PDHPP plant which is coming up, it is not a LNG or gas-based plant. It is a propane-based plant. So we have already tied up propane for long-term contract for 15 years. And propane and PDHPP, we have said that polypropylene has a got a good correlation, and we expect that we continue, we'll earn a good margin on sustainable level at PDHPP.
Okay, so fair enough. And just one small question about IGGL. You mentioned that phase one would be ready in FY26. So by phase one, what do you mean by, it would be like all the three different routes under phase one? I mean, what kind of volume, especially for lines like Baruni, Guwahati and all, you are expecting from this?
Do you have information? So we'll come back. Okay. You can just post this question. We'll be quite educated.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much and all the best. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Varatharajan from Antique Limited. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. So this LPG front, so far, whatever we are getting in terms of APM is completely stopped, or are we still getting any volume?
No, we are getting only 0.6, Sinaji, right? 0.63 MMSCMD has been reduced, so we it is not complete stoppage.
So totally, how much are we getting?
1.75.
We were getting 1.75, out of that 0.62 has been reduced. So 1.13 is available.
And was there a, this thing like this is only half of the order which was actually put out in January. So the second half also could be cut. Is that how it is?
I'm not getting very clearly to you.
No, the 0.63 was half of what they originally proposed. They said, like, you know, in phases, they'll do a particular volume. So this 0.63 is half of it, or, like, you know, it is added.
One third
of it. Okay. And secondly, like, you know, can you explain that 9 months versus 3 months thing which you mentioned on the trading trend on the costing side? Where we had to make that 9 month payment, and like how does it work on an ongoing basis? If we can.
Actually, I am not getting very clearly to you. Can audio. You please either audio? You have to be very nearer to. I don't know why you are not. I'm not getting you.
Sure. Just a second. Is it better?
Yeah.
So this, like, you know, 9 month, what you were referring to in terms of the payment, if you can explain how that mechanism works, and, like, you know, is it an ongoing arrangement that we'll continue to have the 9 month versus this 3 month discrepancy?
Actually, we have upstream contract where crude price is based on 9 months average, right?
Okay.
And downstream, this market is on 3 months average. So if you when the crude price falls, so immediate 3 months average which we bill to customer is lower. So our realization goes down. But our purchase price is on 9 months, that is higher. But it actually sets off over a period of time, because the prices on rolling basis, we are able to recover whatever we are losing currently. So that's how it works.
Yeah, we understand that, sir. Would it be possible to give us, like, you know, what volume is in this particular bracket, in this, under this contract?
So you can assume that around 10 million.
10 million cubic meters per day?
10 MMSCMD, yes. 10
okay.
to 11.
Thanks a lot, sir. I'll come back on that.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of S. Ramesh from Nirmal Bang Equities. Please go ahead.
Good evening and thank you very much. The thoughts on gas marketing, when you talk about this crude linked sourcing and sale price and Henry Hub based contracts, given the volatility in crude price, now if you have to assume crude prices will decline, how will that impact your delta in the Brent linked contracts? Because if your 3 month average is going to continue to fall, will there not be negative for the margins on this 10 million cubic meters a day? And similarly, if Henry Hub prices keep going up, wouldn't that also be a challenge in terms of being able to pass it on the unhedged portion? What are your thoughts on that?
Actually, largely Henry Hub contracts we have tied up on back-to-back basis. Even if Henry Hub prices increases, we will be able to pass on to customers. So that does not impact us significantly. Even in my detailed analysis, which I explained to one of our friend, which asked the question, it was only 74 crore, 70-80 crore, which impacted us. So it does not impact us. Secondly, we do not expect Henry Hub price to be such a level continuously. Henry Hub was also $1.65, $2, $1.9 for quite some time, but all of a sudden recently it has increased and now it has started showing different trades. So even in the worst of time, it was impacting for the very, very minuscule volume, which we have not signed on back-to-back basis.
And what about the crude prices? If they were to decline, how would that impact this lag between 9 months sourcing and 3 month
It doesn't impact us on a yearly basis. Almost we get a square of because on rolling basis, our sourcing starts cheaper when because initially 3 months we bill at a lower rate, then and sourcing is higher later, that higher prices goes out from the 9 months and we also start getting at cheaper rate. So therefore we are able to recover. So on a rolling basis, it doesn't impact us.
Okay. Any inventory loss in the gas marketing segment in this quarter? Similarly, any inventory loss in petrochemical?
No.
Okay. Finally, on the CGD gas allocation and the new well gas, we understand that the APM gas is going to see a natural 7% decline and that will be replaced by new well gas. So what is the kind of line of sight or visibility the industry has in terms of the volume of new well gas that will be available for city gas distribution to make up for the 7% decline?
Hello? Can you come back specifically? I am not able to understand.
Yeah. So basically, we understand from Manohar Gas that there is a proposal to reduce the APM gas allocation further by 7% every year based on the natural decline of the APM gas production. And that is likely to be replaced by the new well gas from ONGC. So now the question is, to what extent will the new well gas production go up to replace the 7% decline that is expected in the APM gas?
I think this is better that you ask ONGC, because how much production will increase, I am not in a position to answer you.
Okay. Right, sir, I'll come back in the queue. Thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Mayank Maheshwari from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. First question was related to the marketing side of the business. In terms of volumes for next year, considering the deallocation of gas for city gas, do you think GAIL will be able to kind of take market share in terms of marketing next year, considering the requirements for city gas on even LNG now?
Yeah, you're hit the right question. We have been able to tied up for 5 years contract for a significant amount in last 2 months. And going forward, if gas is cut for CGD, we will continue to tap that market.
So, sir, a follow-up on that, considering the requirements are reasonably big over the next 3 to 5 years, Greg, I'm not talking about this next year. How are you kind of thinking about tying it up in terms of sourcing of volumes as well? Like, does that mean that you'll have to kind of now be a bit more aggressive next year in tying up another 5-10 year volumes?
Yeah, we are already scouting for additional volume. As I explained to another question, that just a month back, we tied up around 0.75 MMTPA. We have already tied up almost a year back for 1.53 MMTPA for different sources, and we are already in the market to scout for more volume to meet the increasing demand, not only from city gas distribution, from other sectors which are coming along our pipelines.
And sir, on basis of what your conversations are people more inclined to use Henry Hub contracts back-to-back or oil-link contracts, or do want a mix, half-half kind of a thing with
actually,
long-term sourcing?
We have a mix, kind of demands. When Henry Hub was around $2 to $3, lot of demand was on Henry Hub basis. And when Henry Hub starts going down, people again start thinking about crude. So it's a period in which you sign the contract. People have very, very short vision. If when Henry Hub is down, lot of demand comes on Henry Hub. When Henry Hub starts increasing, they look for crude. It's a depend on which time you are signing the contract. I remember 5 years back, nobody used to talk about Henry Hub, and now 3 months back, lot of people were demanding Henry Hub, and in fact, we have tied up, as I said, all the volumes are Henry Hub. We do not have any extra volume. So it depends, basically, at which point of time people are coming to source the gas from us.
And sir, last question was on Dabhol. Any update and progress on Dabhol?
Dabhol will be completed by March 25.
The test cargoes are in or coming up now?
Sorry?
So for the capacity, are you started kind of testing, commissioning in terms of the breakwater, etc.?
No, that's what I'm telling. The breakwater work will be completed by March 25. We have already prepared ourselves to take the approvals from Marine. And we expect that after March, say by May, we will have the approvals from the authorities to bring the ship during monsoon. And until April, May, we are anyway able to bring cargoes at Dabhol. So what we believe that here onwards, the Dabhol is a full weather terminal.
Got it, sir. Very clear. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Kirtan Mehta from Baroda BNP Paribas. Please go ahead. The next question is from the line of Kirtan Mehta from BNP Paribas. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Please go ahead with...
Yeah. First question was about marketing. How much of the volume in the marketing segment which we are sourcing on HS basis but selling on crude basis, would there be certain volume on that basis?
So nowadays we are almost buying on HS and selling on HS. There is no basis. Most of the volume, barring some volume, which is very, very small volume, which we have ourselves kept it open. Otherwise, we have signed on back-to-back index.
Right, sir. Second question was about the APM gas allocation for the city gas distribution factor. We believe in January around 2 MM SCMD allocation was offered higher on the APM gas basis to city distribution factor. Against this, around 1.3 MM SCMD volume was reduced for both GAIL and ONGC. Could you explain us where was the difference of 0.7 MM SCMD which was made available to the city gas distribution sector?
I am not aware. From where 0.7 PS? Any of you know? No, I don't have any update or clue about it.
And when would the next allocation be revised? Would it be in February, middle of February, that the next revision will take place?
Periodic hota hai na, Anu? February mein? It's quarterly revised, I understand from my colleagues.
Right. The last question was about, you mentioned about the GIGL volume taking over some of the IOCL volume, would you be able to indicate the quantum that has flown there and what would be grounds for challenging this?
Actually, we already had a pipeline which was connected, and this pipeline, as per PNGRB order, I'm telling you, was laid unauthorizedly. However, PNGRB has authorized by putting some penalty. So challenge is that the infrastructure which was already there, contracted volumes were there. So if you allow that other pipeline to be laid, having the existing pipeline, that is not correct. That's what is our.
And how much of the volume is being challenged here? I mean, what would be the volume which will have an impact because of this?
So, I can tell you the volume may be more or less, capacity of pipeline is around 9.5 to 10 billion. Currently, the volume flow was very less, 3 to 4 to 5 million. Capacity was more. So, impact immediate has come for 4 to 5 million. 1.5. Sorry, I have corrected. 1.5.
Sure, sir. Thanks for this clarification and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants to please restrict yourself to 2 questions per participant. May you have follow-up questions, we request you to rejoin the queue. The next question is from the line of Mehul Panjwani from 40 Cents. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for the elaborate explanations on the performance of GAIL. I have one question. You have mentioned that there is an impact which is going to be squared off by the fourth quarter. Is that for the entire 900 crores which you mentioned, or it is for a partial amount? I mean, if you can elaborate, explain that.
I have never said that it is going to be squared off in next quarter. I said over a period of almost a year it gets squared off, because a contract which is sourcing contract, upstream contract on 9 month average, and downstream is 3 month average. So it can never be squared off in a quarter, but it starts accruing from this quarter onwards.
Okay, so can I say that it will happen from, it will start happening from Q4 or FY25 and it will end somewhere in Q3 or FY25?
Yeah, it will, whatever we have not been able to recover during last quarter, we'll be able to recover at least next year.
And is that,
will start going down from this quarter and we'll recover in next year.
And sir, is it impacting the entire 900 crores because of this impact or?
No, this entire 900 crore is not on that account. I specified 3 parts. One is the 200 crore is on this account.
Okay. And what are the, sorry, if you can elaborate a little
other,
bit.
Other, we fulfilled our commitment in downstream by sourcing some spot cargoes, because normally we oversold the volume, then the source volume, in order to take care of the issues of take or pay, 100% take or pay in upstream versus downstream 90%, and whenever shortfall happens, we actually source through spot. Sometimes spot prices goes lower, sometimes higher. This time unfortunately higher. Normally we are able to source around that price or lower than that price. So that was the reason.
Okay, sir. So now this, you are saying that, you know, you have sold more than what you could source, or I mean, I'm not yet gathered what is exactly that, but is it because of government regulations, or is it just a business?
You will be guided. Don't worry about it. What I am telling, the upstream contract are 100% take or pay, right? Downstream are either 80% or 90%. It means downstream customer has a contractual obligation to take lesser than the upstream contract. Suppose in a situation the downstream contract take lesser, where we sell the 10% or 15% volume, in order to mitigate those obligations, we actually tie up for those 10-15% more.
Okay.
So, sometimes situation happens that customer takes 100%, more than 100%, it means for around the tie-up quantity, 110%, and we fulfill those requirements through spot sourcing.
Okay.
So that doesn't happen every time. That is first statement. Second, the spot prices has largely given us benefit always that we were able to source cheaper gas to fulfill those increased obligations. But this time in Q3, the Q2, Q3 spot prices are a bit higher.
Okay. One more question is on tariff revision. You mentioned that somewhere in next financial year we can expect tariff revision, right? So what is the current tariff? I mean, and what is the what was the tariff revision? When was the last tariff revision which happened? And how much was the tariff revision?
Tariff revision happens with effect from 1st April 2023, right?
Okay.
And next question is what?
Yeah, and how much was the tariff revision?
Current tariff is 59 rupees per MMBTU, 58 rupees 60 paisa to be precise.
What is that?
Okay, and what is the logic? I mean, is there a logic which is used for revising the tariff, or what is it? I mean, or it's completely depending on the board, the PNGRB.
Sorry.
Does the tariff revision happen based on some rationale, or it is just it is depends on the PNGRB?
No, it happens on rational. PNGRB had asked us from tariff petition. We filed in August 24. They are reviewing. Now they have to do public consultation and issue the tariff order. Right? And the tariff order last time made, they moderated around more than 10 rupees from the tariff applications we submitted, and largely on account of gas price, 7 rupees per MMBTU approximate. They consider the gas price of $3.61 for internal consumption in compressor, which is not even a APM price. Our tariff order itself says you will be getting at least HPHT price. So there is a significant amount of under recoveries available. We have submitted our tariff based on the price which was indicated in the tariff order, and the tariff order processing normally is done in 6 months, but we expect this has been delayed. So we expect the next quarter, first quarter of next financial year should come.
Okay.
So, sir, what was the price which you have quoted in the document?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. May we please request you to rejoin the queue?
Sorry, sir. This is a follow-up question. I'm asking the question more detailed. Sir, if you can please clarify, how much is the tariff you have quoted for revision?
So, we have submitted 78 rupees per MMBTU as against current tariff of 58 rupees 60 paisa.
Okay, sir. Last question. When is the record date for dividend?
I think 7th of next month.
Okay, sir. Thank you so much. I'll join the queue again. Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Shantanu Sakya from Indian Petrol. Please go ahead.
I was just wondering that, you know, instead of the production of LPG, didn't the government offer you a subsidy like with the petroleum companies, you know, a subsidy which can be paid to you if you continue your production at LNG prices?
There is no proposal or there is no information to us.
So, I mean, you know, if you are informed that you know, subsidized to the amount of the, would you continue your production?
This is all hypothesis. We'll do when it comes.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Sumaya V from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead.
So, thanks for the opportunity. I hope I'm audible. So, first question is on the downstream. You said there is a mismatch or a higher demand this time around. If you can just quantify the volumes there, it could be.
Sorry? Yeah.
So, you said in the downstream there is a higher demand. So, where you had to source spot cargoes. So, what would have been that volume in MMSCMD if you can just keep that number, the mismatch number?
Last quarter?
Yes, sir. Q3.
Yeah, just hold on. Okay.
Sure.
कितना खरीदा था आपने?
दो, 2.2
MMSCMD. Around 2 MMSCMD for last quarter.
So basically 2 MMSCMD we had to procure from spot to meet that extra demand that came from downstream.
Yeah, yeah.
Got it, sir. And also, these were mostly sold on Henry Hub or Brent, whatever we sourced on spot.
Nee, we have not linked to consumer well sourcing because we have marketed in all the indexes wherever
I'm looking for what is the customer, what the customer ended up paying for the source. They ended up paying on Henry Hub or they ended up paying based on Brent link contracts.
That's what I am telling. Both type of customer were there. We supplied spot cargo wherever the shortage was there. It is for both kind of contract.
Okay, sir. Sir, also, we used to earlier say, you know, wherever there is basis risk between oil and gas or gas and oil in terms of sourcing to the point that we sell, we used to hedge. What is the quantum of hedging that we probably have, given that we are giving a, you know, outlook for next year in terms of what we can expect in terms of EBITDA? What is the quantum of hedging that we have and for how long we have hedged and what kind of spreads if we can give?
Yeah. So spread I have already said it is for around 4500 crore rupees for next financial year. Regarding hedging, I already said that we have tied up most of the volume on back-to-back basis. Therefore, the requirement of hedging for covering the basis risk has gone down.
Understood, sir. So, any minimal number that if you can give around hedging, that also will be helpful. And also in Q3, any quantum that you can give on hedging gains?
Sorry?
In Q3, was there any hedging gains, any quantum that you can give?
So we will give you right now. I do not have that information. We'll give you. Just come offline, we'll give you.
Okay, sir. Sure. Thanks.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Yogesh Patil from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question, sir. Sir, you are guiding us 10 MMSCMD volume growth in a gas transmission segment for a period of FY26 over FY25. So from where this gas will come, if you could provide some clarity or breakup on which sectors will be the gas consumers on your pipeline network?
Certainly. So CGD offtake we expect 2 to 3 MMSCMD will increase because CGD is growing at the rate of around 12%. Even if 4 million volume increases in CGD sector, we have almost 70% pipeline infrastructure in the country.
तुम्ही ज्या व्यक्तीशी बोलत आहात त्याने तुमच्या कॉलला होल्डवर ठेवला आहे. कृपया लाईनवरच राहा. The person you are speaking with has put your call on hold. Please.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please continue. Sorry for that.
So CGD, we expect 3 MMSCMD volume will come from CGD. 1 million volume with progressive ramp up will come from NRL, the pipeline, the refinery which is along IGGL and source is our Jagdishpur Haldia Dhamra pipeline. The incremental increase in refinery of IOCL around 12 MMSCMD in total, Paradeep 3.75, Haldia 2.8, Baroni 2.6, Guwahati 0.6, Bongaigaon 2.2. Further, we are also putting our pipeline like Mumbai, Nagpur, Jharsukuda and Sirkakula, Mangul, which are going to be commissioned. Their volume will also come.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Vikas Jain from CLSA. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Akashi, if you could explain of your current volumes, what is the share which comes from refinery and petchem? Because these are very price-sensitive customers. What is the percentage share of the current transmission volumes which comes from there, please?
Transmission volume. Just hold on if we have. I mean, you're marketing a transmission. Transmission is asking. Because see, we will give you, actually, I have only marketing slide about breakup, but not the transmission slide.
Okay, if you could give the marketing share as well, sir.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. Meanwhile, my colleague have given me the transmission volume breakup, which you are asking for. Let me give total breakup. Fertilizer, around 41% share. CGD, around 25% share. Power, 7%. Oil and refineries, 9%. And then internal consumption is around 6%, steel 2%, and others 11%.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that would be the last question for today. And I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gagan Dixit from Elara Securities for closing remarks. Over to you, sir.
Yeah, thanks to all the participants. Special thanks to the GAIL India management for sharing their views on the company's quarter three performance. We take this opportunity to thank Shri R.K. Jain and his team once again. Would you like to make any closing comments, sir?
Yeah, yeah, thank you very much, and hopefully we have been able to respond to your most of the questions. I remember one or two questions we could not answer immediately, and the participants can ask us offline. We will be able to respond, and if you have any more questions which you could not ask, please come back. We will be able to respond to you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you.
You can mail your questions to irc@gail.co.in.
Thank you. On behalf of GAIL India Limited and Elara Securities India Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.